2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. Brought to you by the Royal Automobile Club of Australia. Consider membership today.
Driving the small Kia Picanto 5-door hatchback, refreshed at the start of the year, now in two models, the Picanto Sport and GT line. I tested the GT line manual with carryover 1.25-litre four-cylinder engine with just 62 kilowatts of power, 122 newton metres of torque, now $1,800 dearer at $22,490 drive away. What shines are new styling elements, echoing those of Kia's new award-winning EV9 electric SUV, a comprehensive new suite of active safety elements headed by blind spot monitoring and recross traffic alert, the addition of alloy wheels, 14-inch on the Sport, 16-inch on the GT line, and new digital instrumentation replacing the previous model's analog gauges. Overall, some really nice detailing in the cabin with excellent synthetic leather seats, the ride and handling purvey a feeling of a much larger car with a good degree of polish, which frankly is a hallmark of Kia Australia's local tuning regime, with fit and finish and attention to detail for an entry-level car absolutely first class. However, I'd like a little more engine talk to make the drive experience more rewarding with less reliance on gear changing to get the most out of the Picanto's performance. Economy, I average 5.9 litres per 100 with around town motoring. I'm David Berthon.